This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. What a good little upbeat tempo thing song that is to get us started. Hello, Anna Murphy.
Hello, Tim. Dean Murphy. Hello, Timothy.
A thing song.
I was going to touch on that.
Were you?
Thing song.
A thing song.
We are chock-a-block with stuff this afternoon. You know how we're right in the middle of the comedy festival? Well, who would have thought that we'd have three?
Three.
Wow. Three of them on our show this afternoon, which is great.
Yes, we have the fabulous Sam Taunton coming in, the brilliant Tom Bellard, and the exceptional Corey White.
See, that Sam Taunton's a good-looking rooster, isn't he?
Right, okay. Can you try and not be sleazy when he comes in? It would be good.
Wait, I promise.
If you could have.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. There they are, the Jonas Brothers. Now, who would have thought that after all these years, because when they were young and they were growing up and doing their thing in America and doing their songs and whatever, I don't think any of them were overly pretty.
They were about 10.
Oh, well, they were going through puberty. There was not a lot happening. It was all kind of all over the place. But they've come out of that and they've sort of now good-looking bunch of boys.
They really are.
Blessed. It helps have all that money too to do yourself a little, you know.
Probably help, I'd say.
Well,
now, we're going to take a little bit of a vote in here.
We are, because behind the scenes I thought, well, on the weekend I was like, well, I mean, maybe we should just play which one's the hottest.
Should we get an audience participation?
That's what I'm thinking. So we've grabbed a team member each.
Right. Great.
So, and we went in age preference. So Dean has lucked out with the fabulous Kevin Jonas.
Oh, I don't mind Kevin.
I've been lucky enough to get Joe Jonas, and we're all jealous of Tim because he got me.
So should we get listeners to send in who they like
which
out of the Jonas Brothers?
Jonas, which is your favourite?
Are you on Team Dean with Kevin, Team Anna with
Joe,
and Tim.
Yeah.
Team Tim with Nick. Team Tim is voting for Nick Jonas as one of the better looking Jonas brothers. Team Anna is Joe Jonas.
Who people might know from last year's season of The Voice.
Who really actually has got one eyebrow. Team Dean is Kevin Jonas.
The older one.
The older one, more mature one, stylish. And happy. He looks happy.
But, you know, you're not just playing it because we're all leery at our ages or, you know, just because we like to perf.
Are you going to win something?
There is a double pass to go and see this fabulous comedian called Simon Amstel.
John has sent one through Team Tim, Nick Jonas. Peter sent one through Team Anna, Joe. And Simon sent one through Team Anna for Joe.
Yeah.
Well, no, Kevin.
Ooh.
Well, no. Joe was wishy-washy on The Voice last year,
by the way.
To be honest, I couldn't say that I could tell you what Kevin looked like until I've just had a little goggle.
Yep.
And I'm quite impressed, actually.
Yeah, I know. He's blossomed.
Hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He wasn't wasn't the prettiest thing on the block a couple of years back, but now pretty good.
Well, I think they're all heaven, to be honest. But I'm quite happy to just stick with Joe.
Look at you go. Now, people are ringing in left, right and centre. It's gone crazy. Carol says Team Tim. That's for Nick Jonas.
On you, Carol.
Dale says Team Tim. That's for Nick Jonas.
Oh.
Travis says Team Anna. That's for Joe Jonas.
I was going to say.
Nothing on the board yet for Kevin. Is it because his name's Kevin and it's not really...
Well, it's that and no one knows him.
Anna Murphy, you've got an interesting little topic.
So the other day I was heading into the comedy festival to help my brother and then I happened to look up on the train. Usually I just sit there and just vague out. But I happened to look up and there was an ad and it said it's GSTA, so it's the Global Skills Training Academy. And then, like, one of the courses was for traffic management and then one under it said control traffic with a stop slow bat.
So like a little stop slow.
There's a course to learn how to do the stop slow.
Like to flip it, like to turn it around.
To do that.
Is it a wrist thing? Is the whole course about wrist action? No, I'm just asking.
I don't know because I haven't done it.
Well, it sounds good. Well, I mean, what does that like? So you stand near the site if it's a construction site or whatever and just swivel the things. So
that's actual, the job.
There's actual course.
That's my point.
That's bizarre. How much do they earn, these people?
A lot. Apparently they earn a lot.
A lot.
What are we doing here?
I know.
Yeah. We're doing a slaving away to gay radio station for nothing.
For nothing.
Heaps. They earn heaps.
I could be doing that action for hours.
Oh, my God.
On end.
You are doing that action for hours. I'm sure.
Brad sent through a message on a Murphy that I think it was
he said, Dean, you have to learn to do traffic control with your other wrist to the one that you'd normally use. Don't get RSI.
Thank you.
I don't need to hear this stuff about my
Thank
brother.
You, mate. Don't you know
for Melbourne.
That's right. It's that time on a Monday where we head out to the roads. The colder outbound is a sucker for speed at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound is a bit too cool for school at 19 minutes. Monash outbound is not BB good at 66 minutes. That one made me happy.
Oh, a little Princess, chuckle there, wasn't it?
Princess Freeway is just enjoying the drive at 12 minutes. And that's your Jonas Brothers theme traffic for this afternoon.
Do you know no one's voted for Kevin Jonas yet?
No, because they don't know who he is.
Not surprised.
You've got to vote for Team Tim, Team Anna, or Team Dean. You did have a mono.
I did have a mono brow.
Yeah. Still, oh, yes. It still comes back from time to time.
No, do you know what? Yeah. My eyebrows don't grow anymore. This is a source. This is a source.
Is that part of the pause? Does it?
It's part of the aging. Yes, it's part of the aging. So what happens is you get hair everywhere else except for where you
eyebrows.
Want it.
Oh, God.
So wherever you were waxing it, it doesn't come back anymore. And now we're not the 90s anymore.
You can
thick eyebrows are in, thin eyebrows are out.
Yeah, you can get fake ones from Smithies. Smithies.com and fake eyebrows.
S-M-I-F-F-Y-E. Oh, God.
Now, I just want to say...
E-Y, I should have said, not Y-E. You said Y-E with me.
Oh, but I'm dyslexic. So
oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I just want to apologise to my next door neighbour. I've only been in the place a short amount of time. And you don't really see your neighbours when
already?
You move into a new place. You live like literally on top of them or next door to them 2 metres away, but you never really get to see them half the time, do you? Anyway.
Not if you're lucky.
I had a problem with my remote control for the garage and, you know, I couldn't work out what was going on. Had to ring the real estate for this. It went on for like 2 weeks of me not having to remote to get into the garage, and I had to run around the other side of the apartment block to get in to open from the inside the door to get my car in every night. And I was just jack of it. You know when you just get sick and tired of doing it?
That's pointless.
So I thought I'd jump the fence and jump over this bit because, hey, I'm agile and I'm a springboard diver. So
it was a very long time since you jumped the fence the last time. So.
And as I fell over the top of this bit to get into the garage, I scared the bejesus out of my little Asian next door neighbour who hadn't really met me, and she was literally about to call the police. So I wanted to okay. apologise for her, and we got in, and the remote's working, and I'm going to send you a bunch of flowers because I absolutely scared the pajamas out of it.
Oh, dear.
So, there you go. There's my little get to know your neighbours.
No, well, I think
you should.
There's that, and you're also showing off about the fact that you've got remote controlled doors for your garage.
Oh,
some of us are still parking on the street, doll.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Judd and this is Postcards for White Privilege. This week we roughen up in the outback visiting Australia's Uluru, aka Ayers Rock, which looks remarkably like the dirt pile that was dug out of Juddy in my backyard when we put in the 50 metre swimming pool at our house in Brighton. There's so much to see and do in Ayers Rock. Well, not actually at the Rock, but at the 5-star resort that I took the family to. All thanks to this giant free plug on Postcards for White Privilege. And who do you think I saw there? None other than the world-famous blogger and my BFF, Nadia Bartel. What a coincidence. Uluru offers so many sightseeing adventures from 30 minutes to 4 hours. I chose the 30-minute tour so it didn't eat into my Aperol spritz time by the pool with Nadia. It's amazing how much you can see in 30 minutes. I even saw my first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person thingy at the Rock. You don't see many of those at the Hawkesburn shopping mall. I was thrilled. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege, and I'm Rebecca Judd.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
I've got a feeling I might have to change doctors.
Oh.
Okay, so, and as you all know, anyone who's been with the show for many years and new people to the show who might not know, I'm a massive hypochondriac.
I'm not, but I've got a hernia.
You are a massive hypochondriac. But, you know, so I've been to the one doctor. So I'm one of these people. When it's not very serious or I haven't Googled it and think I'm dying of something, I go to a bulk billing doctor. But when it's the important girly stuff or whatever, more serious, whatever, then I go to my doctor I've been going to 15 years because she's expensive. It's annoying. Anyway, I have started to notice in the last couple of years that she's got a little judgy.
What do you mean?
Particularly around my weight.
What?
Like a couple, okay, so a couple of years ago when I just entered this relationship that I came out of last year, but I was in that early stage and
happy stage.
Yes, and I happened to mention to her that I'd put on a bit of weight. So, because she was like, how's everything going? I was like, oh, I've put on a bit of weight. And she went, and I said, but it's happy fat, like, you know, happy fat. And she went, oh, how much? And I told her and she went, oh, wow, you really are happy, aren't you? Who are you dating, Prince Harry? And I was like, oh,
harsh.
That's harsh. So anyway, so I let that slide because I was like, I love a comedy thing. Mm. And certainly if it's pointed at me, and I didn't think about it till later, but I was like, bitch, I am paying you top dollar. Like if there was the bulk billing doctor, maybe, but I'm paying you top dollar, so you just shut your face. All right. So anyway.
Shut your pie hole.
Just shut your pie hole. Anyway, another time I went in there and she was like, just apropos to nothing, just goes, you're very robust, aren't you, with this weird
robust
face. And I was like, is that
I think she's a fattest.
Is that, I think so too. Anyhow, so recently I went in there and saw her again and I said, she said, oh, so how's your weight going? And I said, oh, sort of kind of about the same as it was in the relationship. And she went, oh, that relationship, the breakup hasn't done what I'd hoped for you. And I was like, are you kidding me?
What?
Anyway, so I went in there specifically to get a referral because I'd asked if she could cut this thing out of my leg, my shin. It's just a little sissy thing. She said, it's fine, but just ignore it. And I'm like, well, it's getting in the way. If I shave my legs, it's annoying, so can you take it out? Then she said, no, I can't. I have to refer you to a specialist because it's below the knee. They've got to do a special kind of stitching. So I go in there, pay the money, of course, go in there to get this bloody thing. And I wasn't even paying. I said, she goes, oh, it's to a plastic surgeon. I said, well, that sounds expensive. And she went, you knock off the burgers. No, she didn't. she didn't say that. That's me. But she just said, yeah, okay, cool. So I went home and I thought, I don't know whether I'm actually going to do that because I'm a bit broke at the moment. I'll put the referral on my fridge though, just in case. So I leave it there. And as I'm putting it up on my fridge, I look at it and it's got like, please, thank you for seeing Anna Murphy, da, 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 current medications. And then it's got just in the middle on its own in a capital letters, overweight. Overweight.
Oh, wow. I don't think you're overweight, Dom.
No.
Overweight. Like, but what does she need to tell the plastic surgeon who's going to cut something out of my shin for? That I might be I'm about 5 kilos overweight. I can cope with that.
I don't know. Haven't seen your legs. Have you got bottle legs?
Like, I mean,
or something?
Is he going to need a crane to lift it up to try and cut something out? Is it going to do his back? Does he need a work cover thing for this? It's ridiculous.
I reckon that's really harsh.
Wow.
Yeah, so and I funny think that our next song is Body. More of it. More of it on Joy.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Oh, slow off the mark tonight. Cobra outbound is not joking around at 8 minutes. The eastern outbound is working hard to get the laughs at 19 minutes. A little like this room. Monash outbound is totally bombing at 75 minutes. And the Prince's outbound is crying, laughing all the way to the bank at 12 minutes. I don't know what that last one was. Dean Murphy just looks at me sometimes with a really shocked expression.
She's off on a tangent. Where's she going?
That was your Melbourne Comedy Festival version of the traffic in case you were all trying to join the dots.
Fabulous. Timbo, we're going to talk about lycra, pyjamas, tutus, and that's just your Saturday night and your fun run.
Coming what about me? I haven't gone yet. I'm going soon. You just said Timbo. I felt left out of that.
Oh, you didn't raise money for the kids on the weekend. You just went to a wedding and drank yourself stupid.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
God.
We have lycra, pyjamas, tutus. It was all the same to the thousands that hit the road in Melbourne yesterday to help the sick children. Now, it was the 14th Herald Sun Transurban Run for the Kids. Attracted 22,000 entrants, including our fine friend here, Timbo.
That is correct. It was my very first run for the kids. Now,
well, can I just say to you, give yourself the clap.
Give yourself the clap, thanks.
Brother, because you...
Yeah.
You raised $1.5 million for the Good Friday appeal.
On my own bat.
On your own.
How did you go? Which did you do? Did you do the 12.8K or the 5.2?
I did the 12.8K.
Wow. How are those little legs of yours?
Yes. Well, they call it a fun run, don't they?
They do.
The second day, it's not fun.
No,
it's not fun at all. Look, I did find myself in a small pickle. I haven't really been running very much. I do run a little bit, but not very much of late. I did about 3Ks on Monday or Tuesday, and then I got a bit sick. So had a bit of the lurgy, had no energy.
And you've gone straight into a 12.8.
That's not great. Right.
Wow. So. Where did you fall apart? Was that on the Balti Bridge?
No, Balti I was okay. It was tough with the headwind as you're going uphill. That's not fun.
Tough seeing Bill Shorten there too. They would have thrown you.
Absolutely. Oh. The problem was that...
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, Bill Shorten. I wasn't meaning that. I was just thinking about the headwind going up the Balti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you know you've done it.
I've done it twice, actually, yes. Back in my day, it was 14.9K, but anyway, who's counting?
All right, yeah.
And I don't think I got the Murphy's Law clap for it either, but anyway, that's okay. It's an amazing thing to do, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Mind you, you would have run the whole thing, didn't you?
I did,
so yes. I stopped and walked a bit.
I had one spot where I stopped for a drink of water because it's really difficult to run and drink out of a cup. That's tough.
Well, I stopped and took selfies on top of Balti, so I wasn't really worried about my time. 1 hour 58, by the way.
Oh, right.
And she keeps going. Just give her the bloody clap, will you?
All right, finally.
Oh, there you go. Hey, 10 years ago. Great. Yay.
I feel like I'm working hard to get this applause.
Oh, my God. Back to you.
At the start of the race, the toilets are jam-packed. And by the time the siren goes to go, I was busting.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know where there was going to be
toilets.
Just
take a leak off the Balti.
Well, that's probably a little inappropriate. But as you're going along, there'd be a drink station and literally 50 metres past, a bunch of toilets. So I got to the first one about 2.5 k's in. I thought, I'm fine. I'm okay. Kept going. Got about 5 k's in. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. About 7.5. Oh, no, I think I can make it one more stop. So I got to that 10K point and I saw the drink station and wouldn't you know it, no toilets.
No.
So I had to carry it all the way through to the end.
Oh, wow. My God. Well, you did it, though.
That's probably your inspiration. That's probably why I did a good time. Actually,
66 minutes. Thank you, 66 minutes.
See, you did much better than I did. But when I did it, can I just say, there were a lot of boys that heading towards the Balti, there were a lot of boys just ducking off to the side and just peeing on the side of the road. And cars going the other way were like, who?
Just probably to try to time how long it takes to pee and land in the water from the Balti. Do you ever done that?
Well, me personally, no. I haven't.
Oh, dear. No. Hey, so what was your highlight of the day?
Finishing. Going to the toilet.
Yeah. Low light. Not having a toilet.
Not having a toilet.
And have you had a pizza?
Well, I'm a big fan of the anchovy, and I know no one else is, so yeah, I guess I take that on.
No, and this I like is the anchovy. Thing. This is what happened when someone asked me this originally.
That was the worst segue ever.
No, but it was great. But this is when someone asked me that question about the pizza thing, and I'm sorry for John who said he's fasting today. Please stop talking about pizza. I can't now. But I was the same. I was like, well, the thing is, I love an anchovy, but realistically, it's the one that's going to have to go if I can never eat pizza again. Actually, I should never eat pizza again.
I'd like to have...
My doctor would want me not to eat pizza
ever again.
For your shin.
Anna Murphy's flown the coop. Timbo?
Yes.
Gone. And she has to. She's busy. She's got another job to go to.
Busy lady.
Busy lady. Anna and I went to our first gay wedding on Saturday night.
How was that?
Well, it was good. Chris and Cameron used to do the CNC Drive factory here on Joy for a number of years. And Chris has been involved with Joy for like, God knows how many, like
lifetime
something or other.
Member.
How did he get lifetime? I've been here longer than him.
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, that's another story altogether. But anyway, the wedding was great.
Oh,
can
great.
I just say, first gay wedding, very great. Go, all of you, all gays in relationships, go and get married.
All right.
No, do it. It was really, really good. It was great.
Where did they host? Where did they have their wedding at?
They had this beautiful rooftop function bar place in the city. It's in Bourke Street.
Oh.
And you actually got to see and overlook Bourke Street. It's a totally different view of the city from where we were. It's called the... Something Gem. Can't remember. Anyway,
Something Gem.
Yes. But great, really good. The boys look great. You can tell they're so in love. And at one stage during the, you know, when they've exchanged vows and all that kind of stuff, the celebrant said, listen, we're going to go around the room now. The guys want some advice on how to make this thing last. So people got to shout out words of advice. And I could see Missy, old Anna Murphy, Dolly, she started to lift the hand up. I'm thinking, oh, hang on, what's going on here? Right. It's very close friends and family. I mean, we're friends, but... really close friends and family were sort of shouting out some stuff. an old dolly. She's put up her hand and ooh, 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 me at the back, ooh, 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 like a trained seal, ooh. And everyone's like, what? Who is this chick with the blonde hair and whatever? Anyway, they go, oh, okay, have you got some words of advice? She goes, they've been together 17 years. They need to give us advice on how to make it work, which is true.
That's very true.
True. 17 years the boys have been together and they've seen it all. And there was a beautiful part of it. They were explaining about how 17 years ago you just couldn't get married and it just didn't exist and whatever. Absolutely. And they're so fortunate now that we got, you know, after the plebiscite and whatever and all that, and we've got gay marriage. It's just so good. It was so good to see a couple so in love after all these years and tying the knot.
Oh,
there you go.
That's so great. Can I ask one more question? What did they wear?
They wore white tuxedos.
White tuxedos.
Oh, you're writing notes.
Maybe. Maybe I am.
I'd love to be writing notes, but I can't get a date. You need to start in baby steps first.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. That's it from us. We're out of here.
It is home time.
Oh, it is home time. I don't have any kids to coach for the next 2 weeks, so I am free agent.
Oh, look at you.
It's exciting.
Kick up your heels.
Not having to deal with 11-year-olds who can't point your toes. Eleanor, that's you. Eleanor.
Oh, yeah.
Spelled that. Might go to a private school. Your mother's a bogan.
Wow. I think you need a rest.
Nouveau rich. Okay, that's it from us.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.